Hi guys, welcome back to Johnny's Garage. Today, BMW E30. Yes, produced from 1982 till 1992, this car is the real root of the sport car that here in Italy and in Europe we had just we young guys of the period to dream what the Duke of Hazzard did on the road on their movies. Yes, because this car was perfect. It was front engine, rear traction, independent suspension, cooling design, styling, shape and performance. This car was developed from the E21 base, but with longer wheelbase, wider, longer, better design, more harmonic and balanced design, whatever. Independent suspension, but not only retuned, but rethinked. Yes, there was an evolution on the MacPherson in the front, and there was even an evolution on the rear suspension, independent suspension, yes. The balance was made better, perfect, and the engines. The engines was the first four cylinder, yes, 1.0 liter carburetor or injection. So 316 was carburetor, 318 was the injection, 90 HP and 105 horsepower. But then there was the 320, yes, the six cylinder, 129 horsepower injection, and there was even the 323. This car was two doors with the typical sedan shapes, okay, so three volumes, as we say, wheelbase 2.57 meters, about 4.35 meters of length, and this car was perfect oversteering. This car was even increased in the stability. And what was the situation of the BMW on the wet road? Yes, because BMW, the E21, was not really safe on wet road. And consider that in the 70s and in the 80s, BMW had some strong competitors. Yes, there was the Alfa Romeo, Alfetta 75, Giulietta and other cars like this. There was even Mercedes with the 190, yes, very good car. There was even Audi, there was Citroën, the Peugeot. Well, a lot of other producer competitor brands were real competitors, not as today. So BMW has to increase the personality of the car, and this model was what he did, because they developed the 320 that was six cylinder and with 129 horsepower. The 323 and 325, 2.3 liter, always six cylinder, 2.5 six cylinder. The power was increased at 143 and even 179 horsepower, so 171 at the beginning. But what they did was the M3E30. For that car, I will develop one video just separated for that, only for that car. But this was the base. So, four cylinder, 2.3 liters, okay, 225, 235 horsepower about the tuned. But in Italy, there was a bad taxes situation. So, in Italy, we had the taxes very strong for the car, over 2 liters of capacity. So BMW developed just for the Italy market and even for Portuguese market, the 320IS. That was just an M3 with the engine capacity, not of 2.3 liter, but 2.0 liter. So the power decreased from 225, 230 horsepower till 200, but the behavior and the character of the cars was the same. Later, they developed even the 318ES, that was always four cylinder, but 1.8 liter, 16 valves, the head, so just like the M3, yes, was less horsepower, 140 more or less, but always a good balance between performance, price, quality of driving, image, design and character. So consider that this car between 1982 and 1992 was just the image that the people had in their mind about BMW. And this car was developed even with the touring version and cabrio version. Both of these was fantastic because the touring version was one of the first touring that was developed as a sport car. So it had not the image of some car made for work or for family with very quiet kind of driving, but was imaged just like a car with good behavior, sport behavior on the road, even if it had the space to put in back as whatever you want. So this touring was the root of this, and the cabrio of the E30 is still today very, very nice. So consider that the design, so clean on the side shape of the E30 cabrio, is legendary. So this car was very strong, affordable, reliable, whatever, good performance, and was even the real root of the M3 that we want today. Today BMW has separated M3, M4, and whatever, but the M3 characteristics was just in that kind of car. So two doors, yeah, typical sedan shape, and four headlights in the front, atmospheric engine, yeah, atmospheric engine, not turbocharger, whatever, but atmospheric engine, okay. And yes, it was four cylinder. We accept even the six cylinder, yes, and even the eight because it was very good, but that was the meaning of that car. So two doors, sedan, okay, rear traction only, not four wheel traction, okay, and manual transmission. So consider that the meaning of this car in the 80s was very strong, even in the restyling that it had in 85, 87, and even the last version produced in 1992 and 1993. Some developer had just the last pieces sold to sell. So this car, even today, you can find in US, in Europe, and even outside of Europe, because it was really strong. If you find one M3 E30, if you can buy it, because it's quite expensive, but it's something that you can even today use for everyday use car, but you have the meaning of what was a real race car put on the road. Because it was not just one normal car tuned. It was the racing car they put on the road. So, under the law of regular circulation. Yeah, you see the BMW E30 for me is a really meaningful car. And it was just one of the cars together with Alfa 75 that marked the period of the 80s and the 90s. Yes. The character, the behavior of this car is something that today BMW should look at to understand the direction for the future. Okay, guys, thank you for watching my video. Subscribe to my channel today. Thumbs up. Bye, guys.